بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي رافع أسلم، باب الكف عما يرى من الميت من المكروه. ونبي رافع أسلم مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من غسل ميتا فكتم عليه غفره الله له 40 مرة، رواه الحاكم وقال صحيح على شرط مسلم. If we have to observe the sequence of the chapters that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah recently has presented, first was the importance of visiting the sick, offering consolation, etiquettes of visiting the sick, the du'as that should be recited when one has to visit the sick. In the last few chapters, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, deals with the du'as that should be read when a person passes away, the importance of commiserating with the family, the adab and etiquette, the importance of giving them advice to abstain from saying things that they should not be saying, that they should exercise sabr, patience, etc. Now in that natural sequence we come to this chapter, that when a person has to pass away, obviously the first thing that is done thereafter is what we call the ghusl and the kafan, the bathing of the deceased body, and thereafter the enshrouding of that body with the kafan. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought an interesting aspect to that. This being that when you bathe that kafan or that deceased, when you bathe the deceased, it's possible that in that condition you are going to observe something that you should not normally have seen. Some deficiency, some defect can possibly be found on the body of the mayyit. So the person that is carrying out, one is obviously the virtue of assisting in bathing the deceased, and secondly, in fulfilling that virtue and in getting that reward, if you had to see something that you should not have seen, or that normally a person would not have liked that this should be revealed, then what should you do under those circumstances? What does the Shariat advocate and what does the Shariat advise? Overriding principle. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah used to say that the sign of a true believer is that when he sees weaknesses and deficiencies in others, he tries to excuse it away. He looks for some excuse. And the sign of a munafiq is to look for weaknesses and deficiencies and shortcomings in others. Islam advocates and teaches us what we call sattari. Conceal. Don't name and shame. Don't reveal the faults of people. Unfortunately today, the slightest defect, slightest fault we observe, maliciously we spread rumors, we speak about these things, and with the sickness of social media being so rife, we find that now it goes on to social media, and previously where we were making ghibat with one person, we are now making ghibat with hundreds if not thousands of people. A Muslim enjoys certain rights over us when he is living, and from these ahadiths we learn even after he passes away. Let us try and make sattari and conceal. So the chapter Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings kaf amma yara min al mayyit min al makruh, the importance of abstaining or covering up anything negative that you saw on the mayyit or you learned about the mayyit. The narrator of the hadith is the Sahabi Abu Rafi Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We find that in the riwayat is mentioned Mawla Rasulillah. Now Mawla is a term normally used for what we call freed slave. This term in Arabic is used for the owner of the slave, is also used for freed slave. So Abu Rafi actually, he was honored with being the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was initially owned by Abbas, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who gifted him to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Abbas accepted Islam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of the extreme joy of the news of the acceptance of Islam of Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and his uncle, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam freed him in happiness. After Badr, he migrated to Madinah Munawwara and lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He participated in all the expeditions except Badr. 68 ahadith are narrated by him, of which one is in Bukhari Sharif, three is in Muslim Sharif. Even though he was freed, he chose to stay as a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even after having been emancipated and gaining his freedom. And he would refer to himself as the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He passed away in the initial stages of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من غسل ميتا فكتم عليه. That person who performed the ghusl of a deceased, that person who performed the ghusl of a deceased, saw something negative, فكتم عليه, concealed it, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. We find in the riwayat is mentioned 40 marratan, 40 times Allah will forgive him. You covered up one fault, and imagine, if this is the type of reward that Shariat gives us for covering the fault of a deceased, how much more reward there will be for covering the fault of a living person. Because a deceased person, if you cover his fault, yes, this will be a demonstration of kindness and affection to his living relatives or to his family members. He's not going to harm the mayyat in any way. He's already passed away. Yet, so much of reward for covering the faults of a deceased person. So for a living person, how much more Allah Ta'ala will reward us. Rasulullah said, that person who makes the ghusl of a deceased and conceals his fault, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him 40 times. We find this concept of rendering this amal of ghusl. Today there are many of us, if you ask him, in your life, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of age, how many ghusls of a mayyid did you attend? How many did you take part in? What is the sunnah manner of rendering that ghusl? What are the etiquettes of it? Illa mashallah, majority of us will probably not even have attended one ghusl also. Yet we find that this is such an important sunnah on the one hand, and there is great benefit in this. When you wash the mayyit, when you engage in that ghusl, this is a stark reminder. As you see that janaza, you are engaging in ghusl. This person probably got up every day in his life, he went to bath himself. Today he can't bath. Today somebody has to bathe him. Somebody has to wash his hands, wash his feet, wash his face. This is a stark reminder for the one engaging in that, that my time is also coming. Today I am the one doing the ghusl. In a very short space of the time, somebody could be making my ghusl. So the importance of preparing, making tawbah, changing our lives, really realizing how temporary the life of this world is, this is a great wake-up call for us if we will engage in doing this amal of ghusl of the mayyit. And we find in ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to mention a few, man ghassala mayyitan fasatarahu, that person who performs the ghusl of a mayyit and conceals the fault of his brother, سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ Allah will conceal his sins. You are living and you are committing sins, Allah will cover your sins if you will cover what you saw of the mayyit. Now the hadith, مَنْ غَسَّلَ مَيِّتًا فَكَتَمَ عَلَيْهِ Rasulullah s.a.w. said that person who performs ghusl of a mayyit conceals his faults. طَهَّرَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ Allah will purify him from his sins. فَإِنْ هُوَ كَفَّنَهُ كَسَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ سُنْرِسِ And if he took part in making that mayyit wear the kafan after the ghusl, obviously there is a sunnah manner in which the kafan is put onto the mayyit. So we find in this hadith, فَإِنْ هُوَ كَفَّنَهُ كَسَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ سُنْرِسِ Allah will give him the silk, in other words, the silk brocades of Jannah to wear. مَنْ غَسَّلَ مَيِّتًا فَأَدَّى فِيهِ الْأَمَانَةِ وَلَمْ يَفْشُ عَلَيْهِ That person who performs ghusl of a mayyit and discharges the amanat. This is an amanat. Any act of shariat that you do is an amanat. In other words, does it according to the sunnah manner. Fulfills the adab and etiquette. And part of that amanat dari is to conceal, not reveal the faults of the mayyit. So that person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he fulfills the amanat. وَلَمْ يَفْشُ عَلَيْهِ And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains an important part of that amanat. Does not spread anything malicious or bad about that mayyit. وَلَمْ يَفْشُ عَلَيْهِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْهُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ Allahu Akbar. Hujjaj are returning. We know the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. مَنْ حَجَّ لِلَّهِ فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجَعَكَ يَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who makes hajj for the sake of Allah, مَنْ حَجَّ لِلَّهِ does not engage in vile speech in that hajj, فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ does not engage in any major sins in that hajj. What will Allah give him? رَجَعَكَ يَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ He will return like the day his mother gave birth to him. In other words, completely sinless. This hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ غَسَّلَ مَيِّتًا That person who made the ghusl of a mayyit, فَأَدَّى فِيهِ الْأَمَانَةِ Fulfill and discharge the amanat. لَمْ يَفْشُ عَلَيْهِ مَا يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْهُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ Did not reveal anything negative that he saw at that time. What will Allah give him? خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ He will return from his sins like the day that his mother gave birth to him. In other words, the same reward of a complete maqbool hajj. Allah Ta'ala will give this person so much of reward has been kept in discharging this sunnah of ghusl of the mayyit and obviously not revealing any fault that you may see. مَنْ غَسَّلَ مَيِّتًا وَكَفَّنَهُ وَحَنَّتَهُ وَحَمَلَهُ وَصَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَفْشُ عَلَيْهِ مَا رَآ مِنْهُ خَرَجَ مِنْ خَطِيئَتِهِ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ Another hadith, similar meaning, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who performs the ghusl of a mayyit, gives him kafan, hannatahu, is where after that some oud, etc. is put on the body, the perfuming of the body, then lifts that janaza, performs salah upon him, does not reveal anything that he saw negative, he will return back in such a condition, like the day his mother gave birth to him. In other words, completely sinless. Now when we talk of observing something negative, what actually is referred to by this, ulama say that there are two types of negativities that are referred to. One is, الَّذِي يَتَعَلَّقُ بِحَالِهِ Sometimes, like we find in the case of the Khalifas before Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, when his janaza was being carried and he was near his grave, his body started shaking. So his son said that our father is alive. Umar bin Abdul Aziz said to them, Why quickly bury him? Why? بَلْ عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ بِالْعُقُوبَةِ Allah has brought his azab early. This is why the body is reacting like that. So we find that sometimes because of a person's gunas and sins, certain things become apparent on his body which are an indication, Allah protect us, of the azab of Allah Ta'ala that has started with that person because of the sins or the actions that he committed. For example, taghyirul wajh, the face of the person changes. Waswadda wa qabbaha, blackness, darkness comes on that face. Sometimes you see something negative on that body, which we hear about now and then. This is an indication of a'adhanallahu minha, Allah protect us, of what we call su'ul khatima. That is a bad ending. This is something we are taught. Ask Allah Ta'ala for husn khatima, good ending. Mort with kalima on our lips, etc. So, the ulama say, one is makruhat, dislike things that are have to do with the condition of the body, darkening of the face, person becoming emaciated, changing of the expression, etc. If you are to observe something like this, don't start talking about it. Make dua for that person. Ask Allah Ta'ala for his maghfirah. And do not reveal anything of that nature. The second is makruhat, dislike things that bil jasad, that pertain to the body of the person, to the physical, or to the physical aspect of that person. For example, there was some negative aspect that was there on the body of this person. He had some weakness, some deficiency, some sign of negativity on his body, which people didn't know. He was managed, maybe some ugly mark or whatever it may have been. He may have been able to conceal it, obviously, whilst he was alive. Now that you are making his ghusl, this may become apparent. So it is important to conceal that and not talk about that, etc. This is why to such an extent that ulama have mentioned that for anyone, even a close family member, to be present besides those approved by the family to be present at the time of ghusl is makruh. Why? Because obviously, if there is something negative, for it, it's more likely if it's a family member, his association with that mayyit will ensure that he keeps silent about it. And if there is even a family member that is possible is going to talk bad things, etc., then the rest of the family has to ensure that such a person should not be present at the time of the ghusl of the mayyit. And this is in fact a masla, that only those should take part in the ghusl of the mayyit where there is overtly permission given from the rest of the family. So in any case, one important point. One is you see something negative. Either the person's expression, etc., changed, or there was something negative in the body. Sometimes, but on other times, you see something positive. كَأَنَّهُ فِلْقَةُ خَمْرٍ is mentioned about many of the aslaf and the awliya. When they passed away, the person said, we looked at his face, it was shining like the 14th full moon. Some nuraniyat in the qabr, some sign on the body of the person of what we call husn-e khatima. Here you don't conceal. Here the important thing, here you spread it. Why? Because this is basharat. This is a sign of a glad tiding, of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything positive that you see, Sharia teaches us spread that. It gives other people himmat and courage. Negative, conceal. One is you are causing dukh and pain to the family members. Second thing is that when you spread negativity, this becomes an obstacle to people making dua for that person. However, if you keep silent about it, people will have good thoughts about the person and they will increase their du'as for that mayyit. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.